Trump awarded inaugural FIFA Peace Prize. Washington, FIFA awarded its inaugural Peace Prize on December 5 to President Donald Trump. This happened during the FIFA World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center. In a video played ahead of Trump receiving the prize, the narrator cited the U.S. president's efforts to broker peace worldwide. He has supported efforts to broker ceasefires and promote diplomatic engagement, actions that helped create conditions in which peace could take root. Under President Trump's leadership, the historic Abraham Accords were signed, bringing the first real progress in the Middle East in decades. His leadership has ensured that peace exists between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda, Cambodia and Thailand, Kosovo and Serbia, India and Pakistan, Egypt and Ethiopia, and Armenia and Azerbaijan, said the narrator. President Donald J. Trump's actions have also ensured that peace exists between Israel and Hamas by brokering the Gaza peace plan. And he is making a continued effort to bring a lasting peace between Russia and Ukraine. This has been a presidency marked by actions to pursue peace around the world. Reading a certificate on stage alongside Trump, FIFA President Gianni Infantino explained the significance of the prize. Football unites the world, so the FIFA Peace Prize is presented annually on behalf of the billions of football-loving people from around the world, he said. The distinguished individual who exemplifies an unwavering commitment to advancing peace and eulogies throughout the world through their notable leadership and action and therefore FIFA, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, awards the 2025 FIFA Peace Prize Football Unites the World to Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, in recognition of his exceptional and extraordinary action to promote peace and unity around the world. Infantino was present at the signing of the Abraham Accords in 2020, when the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain normalized ties with Israel. Morocco, Sudan, and Kazakhstan have since joined the Accords. Infantino was also at the peace signings in Egypt regarding the war in Gaza, in Malaysia between Cambodia and Thailand, and in Washington between the Congo and Rwanda. Trump has also tried to broker a deal between Russia and Ukraine to end the war in the Eastern European country, which has lasted more than 3 years. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, also met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. No breakthrough was reached. Trump called receiving the prize truly one of the great honors of my life. We saved millions and millions of lives. The Congo, as an example, over 10 million people killed, and it was heading for another 10 million very quickly, he said. Trump was also cited as brokering a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Trump was passed up for the Nobel Peace Prize in October. That award instead went to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado.